How many building sites do you walk past in your area? It might be quite a few, with a multitude of commercial and residential developments popping up across Sydney. But do you ever wonder what the environmental impacts could be when these sites are not managed properly? A campaign is currently underway to ensure building sites, both big and small, do not pollute local waterways. In a bid to educate builders and renovators to stop runoff from their sites, local councils, the Department of Planning, Industry and Environment, and the New South Wales Environment Protection Authority are rolling out a campaign this May called Get the Site Right. So what impact can the building site sentiment have when it ends up in Sydney waterways? To find out, we are joined by the New South Wales Environment Protection Authority Director of Regulatory Operations, James Goodwin. Good morning.
Good morning, Marlene. Thanks for having me on your show.
Pleasure to have you on our show. So firstly, what sort of material are we seeing from these building sites ending up in Sydney waterways?
Thanks, Marlene. The most common materials are things like soil and sand washing away from the building sites. We also get some cement getting washed into the drains, and litter is a problem also.
And what impact can it have when this sediment ends up in the waterways?
So there's an absolute range of impacts that we get from the runoff from building sites, and that includes smothering the plants that live in the waterways. It can harm animals, the fish, the creatures that live in the rivers and streams, and destroy their habitats. It also affects the aesthetic quality of the rivers. We've all gone past rivers that are that brown and unappealing. And given the target and focus on increasing the swimmability of rivers around Sydney, that's a really important impact. And there's a real practical impact in terms of even before it gets to the rivers, it can spill over roads and make the roads slippery. It can clog up drains, which are expensive for councils to clean out. So there's a whole range of reasons to stop the material leaving the building sites in the first place.
Yeah, and I can imagine that it would be a problem when we have events such as storms or floods coming through as well.
Yeah, they're a key time, but there's also dry, windy days where the material gets blown off the sites as well. So it's not just about the water, it's also about keeping the material appropriately stored so it doesn't leave the site.
Right, okay. And tomorrow there will be a bit of an inspection blitz of building sites across Sydney and the Hunter Coast. I'm curious, what is the situation in Sydney, Greater Sydney, at the moment? What are you expecting to find during tomorrow's inspections?
Thanks, Marlene. This campaign's now in its sixth year. So we've seen a really big improvement initially in compliance, and around in our last blitz, around three quarters of sites were compliant. We expected inspected in October last year 600 sites on our blitz day, or the whole group that participates in this fantastic program. And we're hoping to see a similar or improved level of compliance. For example, with the Environment Protection Authority, we've got over 20 officers going out and partnering up with councils and also looking at some of the bigger projects we regulate. And we're really wanting to see those simple, practical things that builders and developers can do to see them on site and provide education and encouragement where they're doing it right. But there's also the opportunity to issue fines for the worst offenders.
And we are almost out of time, but I do want to end by asking you, how serious is this situation with the impact it can have environmentally?
Well, building sites are a great, when they're not properly managed, they can have quite significant amounts of soil and sediment washing off. So there's information to suggest that in a severe storm, up to four truckloads worth of sediment can leave the site. So it's a really obvious area to target in trying to make our rivers cleaner and safer when we're getting these storms coming through.
James, thank you so very much for joining us this morning on Breakfast.
Thanks, Marlene, and I really appreciate the opportunity to be able to talk about such a great program.